Good day. I'm Lori McGinley with Kaiser Health News. And this is Health on the Hill, a discussion of healthcare policy and politics. With me this morning is Mary Agnes Carey, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Well, Mary Agnes, the Senate Finance Committee finally, after many months, got started on marking up its healthcare bill last week. But they have a long, long way to go. Can you tell us what should we expect this week in terms of amendments and battles between the Democrats and Republicans?
I think you'll have Democrats who favor a public option, which is not in the bill. They're going to offer an amendment to put that in the bill. They feel that's the best way to give affordable coverage options to everyone in the United States. Of course, Republicans will fight that as a government takeover of health care. So that'll be a very, very big discussion this week.
Do they have any chance of prevailing on that?
I do not think that they will prevail, but they certainly want to have this discussion begin. And remember, even if amendments don't succeed at the committee level, or if they do succeed at the committee level, this discussion continues and changes will continue to be made before the bill comes to the Senate floor and when it gets on the Senate floor. So that's something I think important to watch as the committee debate continues. You may have some Democrats that also push for greater affordability provisions in the bill. They may think that right now it still doesn't offer enough assistance to people who can't afford coverage to help them afford coverage. And you may also see pushback on this tax on the high-cost health insurance plans. There are a lot of Democrats that represent unions where their health care plans may be pretty expensive and they may fall into this tax, so they'll push to get that changed.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Republicans, and starting with Olympia Snowe. When the public plan debate comes up in the committee, what is she likely to do?
Well, I think that she may offer her trigger proposal. And again, this trigger would say that the public plan would not be activated unless affordable health insurance coverage wasn't available to 95% of people in an individual state. So she may offer her amendment then, and the committee would discuss it, and they may vote on it. Or she may not offer her amendment then. I don't know yet what she's going to do. But I think that her trigger idea, which has gotten a lot of attention, and of course Max Baucus, who heads the Finance Committee, and President Obama, they're both very interested in getting her vote.
And does she have a good chance of prevailing on that issue?
Well, I think there are many Democrats in the committee that want the public plan option, so I think it's unclear whether they will support the trigger. I think there are a lot of Republicans who may not like the trigger, so we'll have to see how it plays out.
Tell us a little bit about the Republicans and the main arguments that they made last week. They talked a lot about Medicare. Was there anything to their argument that this bill is actually going to cut Medicare and cause problems for seniors?
Well, there are many healthcare analysts that say the reductions, I think it's about $400 billion over the next decade, that the bill would make in Medicare could easily be absorbed in the current system and not cause problems. Republicans argue that's not true. And for example, if you reduce what Medicare pays, Medicare Advantage, these are the private health insurers in the Medicare program, if you cut those payments, they'll cut services and beneficiaries will be hurt. That's their main argument, that you're paying for this bill on the back of the Medicare beneficiaries and that the bill is just too expensive. They talked a lot about that last week. I expect those discussions to continue again this week.
Tell us a little bit about the flexible spending account provision. That is also generating a lot of publicity and a lot of interest.
Right. And again, this is money that people can put away on a tax-free basis, but you have to use it for healthcare expenditures. And it was about, I think the original bill had it at $2,000. Senator Baucus raised that threshold to $2,500. Republicans will push to have more money into those accounts. They feel that the more you put consumers in control of the healthcare spending, the more wise, the more cautious they'll be with their money, and that consumers should be able to have this sort of tax break in control for making decisions about their health care spending.
What's the likelihood that the committee will be finished this week?
Well, they certainly want to do that. And they want to do that because you have to start looking at the calendar. It's not just passing the finance bill. The finance bill has to be combined with the package the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, or the HELP Committee, passed. That process, I would think, would take at least a week. And then we're getting up close to the Columbus Day recess. It will probably be just Columbus Day. I don't think either the House or the Senate will break for that period of time. But if you want to get that bill on the floor by the middle of October, finance would have to wrap up, I would think, by this week, or pretty doggone close to it. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. But I think that's why they would hope to get it done this week.
Once they get to the task of combining the two Senate bills, how difficult is that? How different are the bills?
Well, the HELP Committee would, in essence, the provisions of the HELP Committee would probably pull the Senate finance package to the left. For example, the HELP Committee already has the public option. It has a much stronger employer mandate than the finance package does. It has more generous subsidies than the current finance package does. Those are three key elements that members of the HELP Committee will certainly be advocating for inclusion in the package and could change the way the package looks once it goes to the Senate floor.
Tell us, what's going on over in the House while all these battles are happening in the Senate Finance Committee?
That's right. There's so much going on. In the House, you had three different bills that were passed by three committees before they left for the August recess. They continue to have meetings at the leadership level with the committee chairs and committee members on how to combine those bills. They've got a package now. It's been sent to the Congressional Budget Office, also known as the CBO, which is the scorekeeper for Congress. They want to get a complete score that would tell members of the House how much this bill costs before they put it on the floor. So that's where things stand there.
Well, Mary Agnes, thank you very much. And thank you for watching. This has been Health on the Hill. And I'm Lori McGinley with Kaiser Health News.